When I moved to Charlotte 17 years ago, I remember telling a friend at church, a private school, told us they don't allow Mormons because we aren't Christian. My friend also comes from the West, where the Mormon Church, officially the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, is well known and respected. I know, she replied, Jim and Tammy Faye Baker's Heritage USA won't let our youth group use their water park either. I began to worry what misconceptions my new southern neighbors might have about me, a Mormon transplant in the Bible Belt with three rambunctious sons under the age of 5. Were they whispering behind my back? I wonder where her husband keeps his other wives. When I saw a class called Mormon Cult Awareness advertised in the Observer by a prominent Baptist church, I lamented out loud, I wish someone would ask a Mormon what Mormons really believe. Over the years, I love that my Charlotte friends have done exactly that. Once, when my 13-year-old son was chosen for an all-star lacrosse game, he turned it down because we honor the Sabbath by not playing sports on Sunday. One of my friends, who's not fond of religion, rolled her eyes at me and said, I can't believe you won't let your son play just because the game is on Sunday. I explained that he made the decision after praying about it. A year later, that same skeptical friend called me when her son struggled and she wondered if prayer might help him. Another close friend belongs to the Evangelical Free Church, and we mostly disagree about religion. But when my son turned 19 a few years ago and chose to serve a 2-year mission for our church, rather than play lacrosse at Yale or football at Harvard, she said, how lucky for you to see your son choose God. I was touched when she and more than 35 friends from different religions came to my Mormon church to see my son off on his mission, and again when he returned. A Jewish friend squeezing into the crowded pews explained, when my wife said this was as important as a bar mitzvah, I drove back from the beach this morning to be here. These friends listened with respect and love as my son told of kneeling on cold cement floors in the ghettos of Las Vegas, teaching grown men how to pray. It was worth the sacrifice, my son said, the day a homeless man told me, son, when I look into your face, I see God. I still meet a lot of misconceptions. These days I'm asked if we have anything to do with a polygamous group in Texas. We don't. But I appreciate being asked, and I'm thrilled that I no longer see ads for a cult awareness class in the Observer. Instead, I recently heard that a teacher from a prominent Presbyterian church called the local Mormon missionaries and asked, would you mind coming to my Sunday school class and teaching us what Mormons really believe?